By most accounts, Ken Heckler is the front runner in a field of seven Democrats running in the primary election for West Virginia Secretary of State. Outside the state, that might not be all that newsworthy, except for the fact that Ken Heckler is 89 years old. He held the job until 4 years ago, and he helped some of the candidates he's running against get their start in public life. Reporter Dan Hyman has the story.
What hair he has is white, and the thick wrinkles around Ken Heckler's eyes are obscured by bulky glasses. But his manner is typically cheery and energetic. He tells anyone who will listen how he works out at the gym several times a week on the rowing machines.
Row, row, row your boat gently down the stream. Merrily, merrily, merrily.
He does move gingerly and totters a bit when he walks, with the frailty normal to a man almost 90. But he drives for himself, and like all good politicians, he greets people by name and remembers past conversations. He says his age has done nothing but make him a better public servant.
A lot of people say they're going to support me because I have historical perspective. I know where the bodies are buried. I know what has been tried in the past and failed. And as a result of that, I can hit the ground running.
Heckler entered politics as a speechwriter for Harry Truman in 1949. He went on to serve 18 years in Congress and then 16 years as West Virginia's Secretary of State. 2 years ago, he ran for Congress again, but lost in the primary. Now he has a good shot at retaking the Secretary of State job. He dismisses critics who say he should retire.
The older that I get, the less patient I get with things that are so obvious that ought to be done at the state level.
Supervising elections is the main job of the Secretary of State. Most of the candidates take similar positions on how that's best done, but even where they differ, his competitors treat Heckler with respect, which is not surprising because he was a mentor to some of them.
Ken Heckler has helped to mold a lot of young people.
When former TV anchor Natalie Tennant was in college in 1990, she was hired to work in the Secretary of State's office one summer. Now Tennant's candidacy for that same office is being swamped by that of her former boss.
We can't keep saying that young people are the future of the state, and then when it comes time for them to lead us into the future, we don't pass the reins on.
Tennant's not the only former Heckler protege in the race. As a college student, State Senator Mike Oliverio came to Heckler for political advice. Now he's critical of the older man.
While Ken Heckler was in Congress, he proposed a constitutional amendment that would prohibit people over the age of 70 serving in Congress. Now he comes back at age 89, almost 90, seeking a four-year term as Secretary of State.
This is about as close as Oliverio or any of the candidates have come to directly attacking Heckler's age and suitability for office. One commentator says such criticism could look mean-spirited, like punching your grandfather. For his part, Heckler uses humor to deflate the age issue. He calls the amendment a foolish notion from a youth merely 53 years old.
As St. Paul said in his second epistle to the Corinthians, when I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But now that I'm a man, I put away childish things.
Many voters say they have no problem voting for Heckler as long as he's healthy. Larry Alkire is from Upshur County.
I think he's been in public office more or less since I can remember. And he seems to be just as alert and vigorous as he was 30 years ago. So I don't have a problem with it.
There's little solid polling in the race, but most observers say Heckler's name recognition puts him far ahead of the crowded field, with Oliverio second. The primary is on May 11th, and the winner will face a Republican opponent in the fall. For National Public Radio, I'm Dan Hyman.